during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everyone, to the Jim and I Ransom Effect. I am Jim DuBose, the sports doctor. And with me is the man that loves a good fruity Yule log, David Action Jackson, Chief Operations Officer of Gez Gear North America. Gezgear.com.
Go get your Gez.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. And head cheermeister of the Highland Creek Christmas Good Time Carolers, Devin Ransom. And he is the owner of Ransom & Associates Nationwide Agency, Winder in Lawrenceville. We are GRE with triple D with David, Devin, and DuBose. And today with Papa D as well. So special guest Papa D is going to be in here with us today. Welcome to the show. Today, during National Facebook News, David is going to talk about the Sam's CEO and his strange hiring comments.
Her. Should be an interesting conversation.
So I threw you for a loop there.
Yes, you did.
I did. All right, and we're also going to be talking about Steve Harvey and his embarrassing mistake on live TV. And
poor Steve.
I tell you, old Steve.
Just as smiling as big as he can smile.
And is Donald Trump exposing all the closet racists and bigots?
I don't know.
Is that possible? We'll find
out. Could it be?
We'll find out.
Is it true?
Could be. Now, and also Devin is going to bring us the App King segment.
Yep.
Going to talk about an app that you got to have. So, in sports, we're going to talk about where Georgia State will play football starting in 2017. And Georgia is going to be losing one of their quarterbacks. And who's going to be headed to see some familiar faces. We're also going to be talking about the Kimdichie brothers and Uga 9. And today we're also, like I said before, special guest Papa D. He'll be with us today, chiming in, passing his opinion, and disagreeing with us. And when I say us, I mean David.
Yep.
So stay tuned.
And I'm hoping at some point in the show he's going to chastise you.
He probably will. He probably will.
That would be awesome.
I'm used to it. So stay tuned. It's going to be a show you won't want to miss, filled with post-Christmas spirit, exceptional energy, and just good, clean Christian fun, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of heads shaking no.
No,
some yes.
No.
Yeah. It's all about perception. Perception's reality.
What are you people? On dope?
And at the end of the show, Professor D will also label which one of us is the DB of the day. Papa D is eligible to win, so as is all guests. And so is Professor D.
That's right.
So there's a lot of D's and... Triple D's and Professor D's.
It's the way we roll on the GRE.
Just full of D's and DB's today. So, David, disclaim us so we can get this show on the road.
So, none of the views and opinions expressed on 107.1 FM WJBB Radio are those views and opinions. Nah, I did that totally wrong. None of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM are those views and opinions of WJBB Radio, nor do they represent any views and opinions of our wives. That was terrible.
So let me point something out, Devin. I need you to help me out here.
What the heck was that?
This is show 21, right?
It is show 21.
So this little sheet of paper, I know everybody can't see it right here, but this is the breakdown, the minutes.
Of
the show that he is just stressed over about what we got to stick to and this,
right,
that, and the other, and wants to write everything down, and he is yet to write down the damn disclaimer for the show after 21 shows, and he still can't get it.
You know, you would have thought that after last week when I struggled through it, I was just, I don't know what that. I listened to that and I was like, that was just weird.
I even said last week you struggled through that one,
did you? Yes.
My suggestion. So, I'm going to formally make a suggestion here.
Should we write it down?
Maybe just write it down.
Negative.
Still not going to.
Negative.
I think that's a great idea.
Well,
write it down. That way you can have just like. You know, the time of day that we roll on.
Okay,
yeah. Well, there you go.
That's it.
Just a thought.
Well, here's another thought, and I hope you prepare for it. Okay, here's a thought. It's time for local news with Devin. All right, and so it's time to hear some local national news. From
have we not gotten a intro for that yet?
I mean, yes, we do.
No, different one.
We have an intro. The intro is local news with Devin.
Yeah, jazz hands.
And there it is.
That's it.
That is your intro. And here's the reason why we don't have a sound bite for that. Because it is not worthy.
You cannot soundbite that.
It's not worthy.
It's not worthy.
My segment is not worthy.
I'm just saying, man. Your segment needs to have us involved with introducing you.
Well, it does.
Or the soundbite's not worthy for my segment.
No, it is. It is. I'm just kidding with you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, speaking of not worthy.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
I beat old Sports Doctor last week in the GRE FFL. And I'm going to the championship playoffs.
No. You beat the Rosebud. Mike Peters beat me. I mean, I still lost either way. But you beat the Rosebud.
I did beat the Rosebud.
That's okay.
But I still beat him, though, too.
Somebody's got to keep up with your schedule, and I'm happy to do it.
There you go. I'm chastised.
You know, even when you leave your backpack at home or, you know, whatever. I'm here for you, brother.
The man that knows the least amount about football is going to win.
He's playing for the championship game, and that is the world of fantasy football.
That is, there you go. That's just how we roll.
Just make your lineup with your eyes closed, and there you go.
Hey, I have a phenomenal line. I have a phenomenal team.
Yeah, apparently.
I do.
I mean, apparently.
I've got a great team.
He's playing Mike Peters for the championship.
Yeah. And right now, I'm projected to win. Just saying.
Well, as I've learned.
That depends.
As I've learned this season, projections don't mean anything.
Squat. Yes.
And plus, you know, Mike's going to change his profile picture about four or five more times.
Especially when you're on your fifth quarterback for the season, because every time you draft one on your team, they get injured. So, sorry about that, fellas. It's worse than the Madden cover, you know. Remember they had that several years in a row where whoever was on the Madden cover ended their career early or season early, and it's worse than that.
Who are you playing?
I don't even know. I'm way down buried in the consolation ladder now. I just don't even care.
I didn't even change the lineup today.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, so local news. We've got a couple different things today. We're going to talk a little bit about Tyler. That was
Tyler?
That was a toddler.
Oh, Tyler. A toddler.
Like okay. A two-year-old that was thrown out of the car by his mother.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Allegedly thrown out of the car.
Pretty much either he was or he wasn't.
Well, the witness couldn't really tell if the mother actually threw the toddler out or just opened the door and the toddler fell out.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say either way there's some negligence there.
So we're going to touch on that. We're going to talk about, since people are heading out of town, we're going to talk about maybe 13 things that a burglar won't tell you. And then we're also going to go through
like which house he's going to break into.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the 10 most ridiculous car design details.
All right.
So those are the things that we're going to kind of hit on.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I hope just don't let us down on that.
Yeah, we won't.
Okay.
We won't.
All right.
Yeah. So let's go to the Tyler story first. That's local.
I really want to try my disclaimer again.
That's local.
It's going to eat at him all day.
It's going to eat at me all day.
But you know what? No.
So basically what happened is this little girl, or this, I think a little girl, a little boy, was a two-year-old boy suffered minor injuries. So this gentleman was driving his car in Atlanta, and all of a sudden saw this toddler just fall out of the car, and is in the middle of the street, rolled a couple of times, middle of the street, car's driving by, it's raining outside. He says, "Yeah, I didn't know if the baby was thrown or he fell out, but he fell out of the back of the car. He rolls, I stopped my van, I get out, and it's raining, cars are whizzing by. I jumped out of the van, I picked him up, and I brought him over to the sidewalk. He was screaming, "Mommy, mommy, mommy." And I said, "Was that your mommy?" And he said, "Yes, that was my mommy." So there you go. That is the news story.
Okay, so
I got a lot of questions.
There are so many questions.
I'm trying. Question number one is, did you read this story before you
brought
it to the table?
Hold on, wait. Oh, what happened? My thing just went.
Did mommy come back?
Here's what happened. Mommy never came back. So I read the story to my wife, right?
Are you sure? Did you read it like you read it to us?
I didn't. I added some fun and frivolity there. Okay. So hopefully y'all will, it'll be fun. So basically,
I don't know what's going on. The Gemini ransom effect is we apologize.
Are you sure this wasn't one of those Walmart's finest stories?
No, this is a real news story. So basically what happened is the mama drove off. And she went down the road, turned around, hit a parked car, came back, stopped. Yeah, stopped, and then drove away. And the guy's sitting there holding the toddler. They take the toddler to the hospital. Then the mom shows up at the hospital to pick up the child that she threw out of the car.
Oh, yeah, that's mine. Right there.
And they then arrest her.
You don't say. Wow.
David, have you ever thought about throwing one of your kids out of the car while you're driving down the road?
It's a funny story. Oh,
if I have to hear a story like that, I'm going to jump out of my car going home from this afternoon.
So, yes, I have thought about throwing some children out of the car, but I've never
done it. Which one?
Dustin.
Depending on the day.
So, when Dustin was a wee little lad, he was... I think he was probably, I don't know, maybe close to 3 or 4, somewhere around in there. And he was riding home with Brandy one day. And she pulled up on our road. And he was just being, I don't know. She was having a hard time dealing with him. And so she got mad. He did something. She got mad. She said, get out. She put him outside the car. And she followed him. And he had to walk all the way to the rest of the house from the beginning of our street. So, now that's the difference.
So, you put him out. How old was he?
I don't know. He's probably 3 or 4. You'd have to ask Brandy. She knows it all.
You put a 3 or 4 year old out at the end of the street and you make them walk home.
Hey, man.
How many miles was it?
Let me tell you this. Oh, like 0.2 mile, maybe. Mm-hmm. However far it is from the end of our street to my driveway, y'all drive it all the time. You tell me. Now, that's the difference because every time we say shut up or we're going to put you out of the car, he shuts up.
So seems to have stuck.
It seems to have worked, right? It
made an impact on his
life. It made impact. So I can say it now, shut up, I'm going to put you out of the car. And he knows we'll do it. Now, that's a different story than what you're telling us, okay? This guy was apparently riding down the road.
Lady
riding down the road.
Mommy.
The kid gets thrown out of the car.
She's done with him.
Leaves.
Hits a parked car. Turns around, comes back, and then drives away.
Well.
So according to Jackson, she is a Democrat Florida fan.
Did she have on jean shorts?
Very well played, sir. Very well played.
Bedwetting liberal Florida fan.
There you go. You know, whatever. The point there is she's a Florida fan.
Yeah, more than likely.
I'm still trying to figure out how that gets tied in with...
It just does.
It just does.
Just happens. All right, good first story there, Dad.
Yeah, well, was it?
All right, so let's move on. So, 10 most ridiculous car designs. So, what kind of cars do you think fall in this?
Now, Mini Cooper
in this category.
You talking about?
That's what Papa D was about to say at the same time. I'm sorry,
that
Papa
is,
D.
We are not talking. All right, let me clarify. We're not talking about designs of the car specifically. We're talking about specific features
okay.
that are added to a car to their designs that is ridiculous. That does absolutely nothing for the car.
Like the driver.
Like. Oh my gosh! Yes, like the driver. No, not like the driver. Like,
Papa D, ladies and gentlemen,
he is welcome, here finally. Welcome.
Such as, like, Rolls Royce, you know, wonderful, beautiful car. I mean, they put so much detail. Everything is hand done on these car, hand stitched leather. So their drivers are so prim and proper that they cannot get wet. And so when it's raining outside, like it is, you know,
now Thursday all this week,
yeah, Christmas, whatever else. So there is a umbrella holder in the door of the Rolls Royce. One of the many. Could you find that as use for yourself?
What about a windshield wiper on your headlamps? Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, it wasn't just Mercedes-Benz. It was Volvo. Volvo had the wipers on the headlamps, but that was ultimately designed for winter driving. So that, and there was a fluid that would come up because your headlights would get iced over. That actually did have a feature. Because ice will come in there, and then there was a solution that you could spray on the lamps to de-ice the headlights, and then the wipers would go in and they would clean them. So
well, you could spray de-icer on them, and it takes it off by itself.
Doesn't your Envoy Doesn't it have like a de-icer?
It has the washer nozzles on it, but no wipers. Because if it sprays on there, the de-icer, the ice comes off. There's no need for the wipers.
Right.
But
does it work?
Well, not anymore. Among many things on that thing, that doesn't work anymore.
Obama Motors.
Obama Motors. That's
Obama
right.
Obama Motors. So number nine is the Dodge Ram. So what do you think was a ridiculous feature on the Dodge Ram Daytona?
The tires.
The big wing on the back of it does absolutely nothing.
Oh, come on, man. It's downforce.
Oh, my gosh. That car is not going to get lifted up for nothing. It's not going to pop up. It's not going to do any of that kind of stuff.
It's just did with Richard Petty.
That's right.
In Daytona.
In Daytona. The real one.
The real one.
The real one.
The real one. All right. So, number eight, we have Porsche with their leather AC vents.
Oh.
And so just one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, when you pay $100,000 for a Porsche, you get leather AC vents. That comes in handy.
Seems like that would hold some mildew over the years.
Yeah, maybe.
Moisture and whatnot.
Moisture buildup. Yeah. Hey, how about the Volkswagen Beetle? You have a little dashboard vase to hold your pretty flower.
Yeah, that is absolutely.
And the little eyebrows over the headlights.
Those are terrible. Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness, though, that wasn't a factory.
That wasn't a factory feature.
People just think that they're awesome to put on there, and they do.
One of the things I've noticed in some of the newer cars are the emblems in the headlights. I noticed that with
the logos.
With the logos. Absolutely does nothing for the car. You look at it. I actually noticed that on my wife's Chevy Traverse. You look inside the headlamps, and there's the Chevy logo.
Well, if you pull up close to a wall very, very closely and turn your lights on, you'll see the Chevy logo on.
Well, I was going
to
say, is that like a bat signal, you know, on the rooftops? You spotlight up there, throws the bat symbol up in the air.
Now, everything I just said is complete BS, but I just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Mercedes-Benz, they have one in there. They have the fake exhaust tips on their new Mercedes S500s. If you look at the bottom of them, they have the exhaust that runs out there. The exhaust tips are not real. So when you look at those features, it's phenomenal. The other thing is the plastic-covered engine bays in these vehicles. Now, you guys being in the former service industry, and service industry still.
That's right.
How have you come across these, Mr. Jackson, lately?
I can tell you they are a pain to work on. Any car with those covers covering
up
everything.
My son took his off when he changed his air filter and never put it back on.
Yeah, they don't serve a purpose.
It's just for the cosmetic look of the car.
It's just
makes it look nice and pretty.
Makes it look like an engine covered in plastic.
The concept is supposed to be able to keep them clean. You know, keep debris out of the engine area, but
one of the things I noticed,
the hood does a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
Number three, we have the fake air scoops and vents. Y'all notice these on the cars? With my little Mini that's not here. But
I saw it this morning.
Yeah,
I was at your house.
Yeah, it was at my house this morning. On the S, there's a hood scoop that's there, but it's just got a plastic piece.
My favorite is when people go to AutoZone or whatever and they buy the hood scoop that just kind of sticks on the top of the hood.
Oh my god.
Or Pet Boys.
Fantastic. Or Pet Boys. Yeah.
That's sold
Pet Boys sells,
right?
Those as well. Yeah.
Easy there, fellas.
All right. So, number two. We'll move on from there. We have the door projector puddle lights.
Now, that's cool. I will tell you that is cool. I saw one on a Jaguar that when you open the door, the light at the bottom of the door, when you open the door, it shines the car logo onto the ground. That's awesome.
Say Jaguar again.
Jaguar. So when you watch the Animal Planet and you see one, it's the Jaguar. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's Jaguar.
In the South, sounds Jaguar.
Yeah, I have seen those. It is, but you're right. It is.
But it
is
serves no purpose other than just being a light.
That's right. And last but not least, we have the modern Landau tops. Now, Papa D, you have one of those, don't you? Don't you have a Landau top on top of your truck?
Lincoln Continental.
You know, the cloth tops that goes on top of these cars? Didn't you have your truck refitted for that?
No. Great. I did see a Camry with one of those.
It's terrible.
It's awesome.
It does absolutely nothing. But they were really popular back in the 1930s and 1935s. But you're going to put them back on here now. So,
anyway. 76 Cutlass had one of those.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the 13 things a burglar won't tell you about your house and about breaking into it. So, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get into a little bit of sports as well. So you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.